If you were given just under 4 days to deliver over a dozen speeches to thousands of people and millions more via TV and the internet, what would you say? The problem, you see, is that everyone wants you to say something to them. Everyone is waiting for a message, a word of comfort or consolation, confirmation or inspiration, a word of guidance or enlightenment, pious sentiments or political insights. They want you to talk about life and love, about failure and faith, suffering and salvation. They want you to tell them about goodness and God, to say you're sorry for sins you didn't commit, and to express shame for things you've already said you're ashamed of. And when you've done that, when you're breathless from speaking, when your mouth is dry from telling them all the things they've asked you to tell them, there will always be those who will claim that everything you said was still too little, too late. It isn't easy. It takes courage and conviction. Not only are you expected to know what you're talking about and to be utterly credible, you're expected to live out what you say, to practice what you preach. And then, when all is said and done, how do you know that anyone has actually heard, taken heed, and taken to heart your multitude of words and messages? You don't, but you do it just the same. That's only one of the things that fascinates me about covering the Pope, the fact that he does it just the same. With courage and conviction, he forges ahead into potentially hostile and unsympathetic waters. With patience and gentleness, he confronts the controversy and contradictions. With firmness and frankness, he tells us not necessarily what we want to hear, but certainly what we need to. It can't be easy. It must take courage and conviction. But he's the Pope, and he has plenty of both. With Pope Benedict in the UK, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.